जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज धन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Lalita Vishakha, Jaya Radhesha, Lalita Vishakha, Jaya Radhesha. Jaya Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai, Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. जय हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जगतगुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 29 कृष्णा एंड द गोपीज मीट टेक्स्ट नंबर 14 निर्णाम निःश्रेयस्य अर्थाय सो यस्टरडे वी हैड अ वेरी नाइस क्लास ऑन द सब्जेक्ट एंड वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग ऑन दैट रिगार्डिंग द क्वेश्चन आस्क्ड बाय परीक्षित महाराज as to how the gopis were not so much understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead could detach from all the material activities, relationships, comforts. How was it possible? They didn't even knew that it was like a, to him he was projecting as if it was just a affair between with a young boy. This is how gopis were viewing Krishna. He was for them like a young boy from Vrindavan, who was beautiful, wonderful, but they never related with Krishna as God or Supreme Personality of Godhead. But on the other hand, it is expected from us that we should be acknowledging Krishna as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should understand that He is absolute truth, that we are in the modes of material nature. And even Sukhdeva Goswami asks that, Parikshit Maharaj asks that, Prabhupada writes in Krishna Book Purport, that the way gopis are relating to Krishna, if we relate with our husband, if we relate with our son, because they are also expansion, part and parcel of the Lord, then why can't we achieve the same perfection which the gopis could achieve? And it's not up, so I'm just talking. So, okay. Yeah, thank you. So, Srila Prabhupada explains in Krishna book that fools think that Krishna and ordinary people are same. So, Krishna and Krishna's body and Krishna's soul, there is no difference. But for an ordinary person, the body and soul is different, and the soul is part and parcel of the Lord. So if we can think like that with our relationship with devotees or this society, that we are dealing with the spirit soul, so we address everybody as Prabhu, that we are trying to serve that spirit in the body.
We never had screens before in our time.
Yeah.
We only heard the verse and recited. Everyone listened carefully. I mean, it's only modern inventions. You know?
Thank you for acknowledging that. So, that we did. Yeah. So we will read one word then. Nrinam Niyasriyasya Arthaya Vyaktir Bhagavato Nripa Avyavasya Aparameyasya Nirgunasya Gunatmanah. So this is chapter 29, text 14 from Canto 10. Nrinam Nrihasyasya Arthaya Vyaktir Bhagavato Nripa Avyayasya Parameyasya Nirgunasya Gunatmanah. Nrinam Nrihasyasya Arthaya Vyaktir Bhagavato Nripa Avyayasya Parameyasya Nirgunasya Gunatmanah.
Nrinam Nishreyasartaya
Nrinam Nishreyasartaya
Vyaktir Bhagavato Nripa
Vyaktir Bhagavato Nripa Nirgunasya gunatmanah. Ladies,
yes.
Rupa. Yasya Pramasya. Devulasya Bhagana. Nirnam Chayataya. Okay. Word by word meaning, Nirnam for humanity, Niyasayasya of the highest benefit, Arthaya for the purpose, Vyakti the personal appearance, Bhagavataha of the Supreme Lord, Nripa, O King, Avyayasya, of Him who is inexhaustible, Aparameyasya, immeasurable, Nirgunasya, untouched by material qualities, Gunatmanaha, the controller of the material modes. Translation and purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. O King, the Supreme Lord is inexhaustible and immeasurable, and He is untouched by the material modes because He is their controller. His personal appearance in this world is meant for bestowing the highest benefit on humanity. Please repeat. O King, the Supreme Lord is inexhaustible and immeasurable, and He is untouched by the material modes because He is their controller. His personal appearance in this world is meant for bestowing the highest benefit on humanity. Perfect. Since Lord Krishna descends to benefit mankind in general, why would He neglect innocent young girls who loved Him more than anyone else did? Although the Lord awards Himself to His pure devotees, He is avyaya, inexhaustible, because He is aprameya, immeasurable. He is also nirguna, free of material qualities, and thus those who intimately associate with Him are on the same spiritual platform. He is gunatma, the controller or original personality behind the modes of nature, and it is specifically for this reason that He is free of them. In other words, because the modes of nature are His energy, they cannot act upon Him. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Lithamyena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Sipasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. I will read the translation. O King, the Supreme Lord is inexhaustible and immeasurable, and He is untouched by the material modes because He is their controller. His personal appearance in this world is meant for bestowing the highest benefit on humanity. So, here we hear that the purpose of Krishna appearing on this planet. He is appearing for bestowing the highest benefit on humanity. So that was the purpose of appearance. And we read in many different purports of Bhagavatam that Krishna, even from Bhagavad Gita, if we see Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharma Sanstha Panarthaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. So, He he appears to establish dharma. So it means that when Krishna appeared, a dharma was there. So he comes to establish dharma, and the sole objective of the Lord is to give benefit to the whole humanity. So in this pastime, what we are reading about the meeting between gopis and the and Lord Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj has this question, that they were doing their household work, they had their own husbands, son, family, comfort of life. So what is so special about it that they could attract the Lord and they could depict the highest principle, that is renunciation. It's most difficult to practice this principle of renunciation, which they could do it as soon as Krishna started playing his flute, and their minds were captivated, and whatever activities they were doing, they just stopped immediately. It doesn't took them long time, like we give this example of the fan is rotating, it takes time to stop, but for them it was not applying. Gopis were beyond that. As soon as Krishna started playing the flute, they were immediately absorbed in it and totally detached from all their household so-called occupational duties they were performing in their home. So Parikshit Maharaj is reiterating this question, as we heard yesterday, that Sukadeva Goswami tells that I have already answered this in 7th canto, so why are you asking again? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that because there were people in the audience when Parikshit Maharaj was listening, there were many sages, but their faith or their devotion to the Lord was not to the level of what Parikshit Maharaj had. So he was understanding it, but it was asked for the benefit of the audience present in the assembly when Sukadeva Goswami was reciting this particular pastime or the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we observe carefully, our situation in this world is not different, and it is also very difficult for us to comprehend even the smallest of the thing. This is quite intimate pastime of the Lord, but even if we talk the smallest of the thing, you know, prescribed duties, we can't comprehend what it means. It is difficult to even understand the simple prescribed duties. So to be presuming or assuming or trying to understand this intimate pastime is beyond our capacity with the current level of consciousness we have. Still, Srila Prabhupada, when describing this particular chapter in Krishna book, very painstakingly explained the whole pastime, and he tries to reveal the nature of Lord Krishna to us. So even if we see from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya, when he was meeting his followers or devotees like Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Prakashanand Saraswati, he was never discussing Braj Leela in that, or the pastimes performed in the Braj by the Lord. They were discussing Vedanta philosophy, about the absolute truth, about, you know, whether Lord is personal or impersonal. These were like deep philosophical subjects were discussed, and even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself never discussed this subject openly. And he spent most of the time in discussing Srimad Bhagavatam with his devotees. Similarly, we see when he went to the South Indian tour, where he was meeting ordinary people who were not pandits like Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya or Prakashanand Saraswati or his other followers. They were ordinary people, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just practicing the principle of chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, by his personal example, Lord Chaitanya has preached that to be part of these intimate pastimes of the Lord, we have to be absorbed in chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is the process. So, Srila Prabhupada has very mercifully connected us to this process, which helps us to raise our consciousness, wherein we can understand the mood of these pastimes which the Lord performs. It is not only about this particular pastime. If we talk in general, it is difficult to understand what Krishna was doing. Everything. His pastime of killing, any pastime you take, Putana, Agasur, it was like, you know, somebody was a small child lifting over than a hill, grazing the cow. Anything Krishna has done is not comprehensible with our current consciousness. So, the Yuga Dharma of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra was established by Lord Chaitanya himself, and then his followers in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada started this movement, and the first thing he did was doing Hare Krishna Kirtan in the Tompkins Square Park. So, we should be trying to absorb in this chanting process to be able to understand the intimate pastimes, to be able to understand the real message behind the pastimes performed by the Lord. We should not try to think that, oh, this is something I am doing for now 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, so now what? So the absorption is required in the chanting process. And then, if we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing this subject, but with very few, like Ramanand Rai, Swarup Damodar, these are the few, very personal associates of the Lord with whom he has discussed the pastimes, which are very intimately performed by the Lord. So, this means that the process is very profound, and if we follow it sincerely, we can be raising our consciousness to understand the pastimes performed by the Lord and the mood which the Lord has. Because Krishna has unlimited potencies, his energies are working, we cannot understand even the simplest of the things that is happening on this planet. So, trying to understand this is way beyond our capacity today. So, following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even if we see Lord Nityananda, who is the Adi Guru, he was also doing the same thing. He was going door to door with Haridas Thakur and begging, please chant Hare Krishna, please chant Krishna's name. Bhaja Gaurango, Kaho Gaurango, Laho Gaurangira Namare, you know. If you do that, I am getting sold out to you. So, this is the process Nityananda Prabhu has established. And if you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that people don't understood the intimate pastimes of Radha Krishna, he himself appeared as a form of Radha Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Radha Krishna. There is no difference. But the offenses which an ordinary person might have committed in misunderstanding the pastimes of Radha Krishna is removed in a way. So now we can relate with Radha Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this is the expertise of Lord Nityananda. He expertly presented the same subject, but he removed the offense part. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are most merciful incarnation of the Lord, and they presented the same, like what is Braj Leela is in Goloka Vrindavan is the Sankirtan pastime in Chaitanya Leela. It is non-different. It's non-different. So, continuing in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, we see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our Srila Prabhupada, they carried the same mood and they emphasized a lot on Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, understanding the nature of Krishna, understanding the philosophy behind, and they connected us with the holy name of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we can experience, at least now by listening, that how much mercy we have received, all of us. Just by practicing this process of reading Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavad Gita, associating with the devotees, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we will be raising our consciousness to be participating in the most intimate pastimes of the Lord, performed in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So we should be very much enthused about the process all the time. We should not lose our determination and patience, because the process is potent. But yeah, as we were hearing yesterday, to form a habit, somebody asked this question about failing to wake up early on time. To form a habit, three things are required, and most important part was a strong desire. So if we have this strong desire of being attentive in our chanting process, then we can achieve that. But our mindsets are not tuned to raising this desire to a very, very strong desire. Like the gopis were. As soon as Krishna started playing flute, just to please the Lord, they were ready to give up all their duties, responsibilities, rather so-called duties and responsibilities of this material world. Immediately. It was not like a planning process that now I am taking education, now I will get a good job, then I will make a good bank balance, and then I will have a nice house, and then I will get married, and then I will have a nice family, and then I will settle my family, and then Krishna, I will come to you. It's too long a process. I mean, it's our decision. If we do that, then we have a next lifetime to achieve our goal of life. We are losing nothing in that way. We have already lived so many lives, and we have more to come if this is the process we want to follow. But gopis were not like this. So it is difficult for us to understand, because we cannot understand what Krishna wants from us, what he means, the highest benefit for the humanity. I asked this question once, and to Mother Devi Shakti, and I said, what is the dharma Krishna wanted to establish? Dharma. Dharma sansthapanarthaya sambha. So what is the dharma Krishna came to establish? When Krishna appeared, what he was trying to establish? And she said, varnashram. That was her answer. That means, as per Bhagavad Gita, Krishna came to establish varnashram. So that is, as per Krishna's version, the highest benefit for the humanity. But now we cannot comprehend this part. We cannot understand what it means. We are still continuing the way we have been living in the environment we are surrounded with the society we are surrounded with. Our consciousness has hardly changed to accept these principles given. Certainly we have changed a lot. We gave up our jobs, businesses now, those devotees who are here in Vrindavan, most of us, and we want to be getting more sincere and to be going nearer, to be following our prescribed duties. So if you observe carefully, all the 84 lakh species of life, they are following their prescribed duties. Only the human species is struggling to follow. All other, they are just doing what they are asked to do by the Lord. They are performing their function perfectly well. But because of so-called, as Prabhuji was mentioning, we are now getting more used to technology. We are getting more and more adapted to the current technological things, which is becoming a deterrent to our consciousness to understand the pastime of the Lord. We think it is, what is wrong if I am using these technological things? But it is a deterrent in the advancement of our consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada used the technology. It didn't prohibit us from using it. But if we discuss Srila Prabhupada, he was like practicing the principle of Yukta Vairagya. He renounced everything. He came to Vrindavan Dham. He was staying in Radha Damodar temple. And just to follow the instructions of his spiritual master to preach in the West, he went to America. He used all the equipments to fulfill the order of the spiritual master. So that is Yukta Vairagya. But if in the garb of Yukta Vairagya principle, we keep using technology wherein we have not even practiced Vairagya so far, then we are not honest to ourselves. So after Vairagya comes Yukta Vairagya. So have we really achieved that stage of Vairagya renunciation? And we should know our own answers, what stage we have reached. Then if we use these technological things, they might be really used for expanding the preaching movement, expanding the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, it is just a deterrent to our consciousness. It is just another impediment between us and Krishna. It is another impediment for our mindsets to be understanding the real purport of Krishna's pastimes. So we have to be very careful, specifically when we are in Vrindavan Dham. We should try to be living very, very simple life, the way we see in Bhagavatam, how the Brajabasis were living. And the whole purpose was just pleasure of the Lord. Yesterday also it was described, there is only two options. Either we are serving Maya, either we are serving our own senses, or we are pleasing Krishna's senses. So every day, every moment, if we train our mindset to think like this, because we are not trained like this, we are trained differently. Our mindsets have designed different way, where we keep thinking about our comforts, our satisfaction, our enjoyment, our pleasure. This has become very natural to us now. But when it comes to gopis, what we are reading now, it's totally different. It was not even in the minutest part in their consciousness, this portion of enjoyment. They don't know what enjoyment means. For them, enjoyment means to please Krishna. So if we try to train our consciousness like this, and it is easy, it's not that it is not possible, but then we have to be following the prescribed duties suggested in the Shastras. We cannot be performing any activity and then assuming that we are performing it for the pleasure of the Lord. So as we do Tulsi Aarti every day, so we have very nice arrangement for Mother Tulsi Maharani. We have nice lights. We do good care to Mother Tulsi Maharani every day. We see even if you come in the MVT, all these plants are covered nicely at night with nice lights. So it is like personal relationship with Tulsi Maharani. But when we see in the morning, still it is 6 degree, 7 degree cold, and we are pouring unlimited water on her. So it is contradicting the principle. So the principle is to serve Tulsi Maharani by watering her. The principle is not that we will get benefit by watering Tulsi Maharani. That is not the principle we are trying to follow, right? So when we are doing service, it is for the pleasure of the person whom we are serving, not for our enjoyment. So with this we can relate that Krishna consciousness is very personal. There is no scope of impersonalism in Krishna consciousness. It's all about developing relationship. So more we focus on developing relationship. So this is about relationship. Gopis are telling, okay, you need us, we are ready. We care for nothing now. We are ready to give everything. But if we have a lot of hooked up things with us, it can be our positions, whatever positions we are holding as our services also sometimes. We are also hooked up to that sometimes. That I am CFO. It's a hooked up thing. If Krishna wants, no problem. We are ready to go wherever Krishna wants to perform our duty for Krishna. This is how we should be, getting attached to anything. So gopis were also doing their service. It's not that they were into sense gratification, because their consciousness were very pure. But still, when Krishna calls for, we should be ready to give up. And Krishna is very expertly doing it with all of us. So be ready with that. Be rest assured, it is going to happen. He knows where we are having the knots in our heart. And he is going to sever that. He is not because he loves all of us. He is helpless. He cannot resist from doing that. He will be trying to help us come out of our knots, all different knots which we are holding in our heart, the way he did with Shishupal. All these demons which are described here, basically the current world is just following in their footsteps. We are envying Krishna in a way, because we don't like his creation the way he gave us. So generally I like to discuss about the food habit. So if you see a coconut growing on the tree, it's like way height. It's not easy, and I mean, I don't think most of us won't know how to go climb the tree even. And if somebody has to do it, we need a rope, or we need a ladder, or we need a bamboo to get it down. And that is not end of the story. Still, you need some other tool to manage to be enjoying that coconut. You have to have some knife, or you know, to peel it off, and then you have to break it, and then with the knife remove the inner thing so that you can get it. So, but if you observe carefully the way this creation is given, no species other than human is utilizing any kind of tool for their sustenance. They have no tools for maintaining their life. They are just accepting things the way Krishna is providing them. And they are surviving. They have their houses. It's not that they don't have their house. So the principle to understand is here, we have to understand what Krishna is communicating to us through this creation. We are envying Krishna in the most subtlest way. When Srila Prabhupada says that we are trying to lord over the material nature, then we think that, no, I am not. I have accepted Krishna as Supreme Personality. I am chanting Krishna's name every day. I am reading Bhagavad Gita. But are our actions talking that? So, if you take some bear or a porcupine, they know how to bring this down. They are designed for that. And they can do it. Similarly, if you talk about cashew nut. So, has anybody seen a tree of cashew nut? Yes. No. Okay, good. So, cashew nut has an apple attached to it. A big fruit. Such a big fruit is there. And a small nut. If you will see, it's like this big and a small nut under it. The whole tree is like that. So, this is the real fruit for us. If you eat this, this is so tasty and juicy. But when you will go and see these trees and people are harvesting cashew nut, they are throwing this fruit away. They never come to the market because we don't understand what that fruit is for. So even the simplest thing, we cannot comprehend the way Krishna has created. Actually, that fruit is for eating, and that seed should go to the soil so that another tree can grow. But we are attached to that nut and throwing the real fruit. But this is how we have been raised. This is how the whole society has been living for years and years and years now. So Krishna came to establish the dharma, to teach us the prescribed duties. What a kshatriya should do, what a brahmana should do, what a vaishya should do, what a shudra should do. But unfortunately that has not manifested. And so Srila Prabhupada wanted it to manifest. And if we develop to that project of Varnashrama for our temple ISKCON Vrindavan, then we are creating an opportunity to understand the creation of the Lord. Otherwise, we cannot think what Krishna is thinking ever. It's not possible. We will always be debating, oh, I am doing everything correctly, but why am I diseased? So Krishna doesn't want us to be diseased. It is our wishful choice that we want to be diseased. Krishna has not made the system like that. No species, again, nobody has hospital, right? Only humans have hospital. Because we are advanced. So, we go to villages sometime for preach, and if we talk to villagers, 50 years back, there were no hospitals because they were not so diseased people. But now the propaganda is that because you are so diseased, diseases are so rampant everywhere on the planet. What is that shloka? janma mrityu jara disease is there for everybody, so we need hospitals. No, the system was not given to us like this. So we have to understand Krishna, who is so loving even to the demons. How can Krishna give a system which is so demoniac that it is disturbing us? It's not possible. It is our misunderstanding of the creation that we are suffering. Krishna gave this wonderful creation for us to chant Hare Krishna, to do Sankirtan, distribute Srila Prabhupada books, not to be working hard and then to become diseased. So when everybody start planning, financial planning, in the financial planning they keep a budget for health. But nobody teaches how you will get the health. Nobody knows that. But if you observe the creation of the Lord, we can really understand how all the species are living a healthy life. Only we, humans, are hampering other species to perform their prescribed duties rather. Now, this is the situation. So we are hampering the cows to perform their prescribed duty by keeping them in a shade, not allowing them to graze on the land and fertilize Mother Earth. So if you see Bhagavatam, Mother Earth was suffering, and so she went in the shape of cow to pray that please protect me. So Krishna came to protect Mother Earth and Mother Cow, in other words. And that was for the benefit of the humanity. This is what it means when here it is written, for bestowing the highest benefit to the humanity. So Mother Earth went to the Lord that the principles you have suggested, the prescribed duties you have suggested, are not practiced by the humanity now. So please protect me. So that is still continuing. So if we succeed in doing this, if we succeed to understand this inference of protecting Mother Earth, understanding our prescribed duties, then certainly 100% we can be raising our consciousness to a level where we can comprehend these intimate pastimes of the Lord. Otherwise it will be like Shishupal. We are envying Krishna and then we say, I love you. We are envying Krishna. It is not going to work. It is not going to work. We have to live a life which is free from envy for the Lord. Then we can understand what are the real purports of this particular 10th canto. Otherwise it is very, the whole 10th canto about this. The whole 10th canto is describing the prescribed duty. Every single pastime is talking about this. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Prabhupada said that India was subjugated by foreign powers so long. So in the recent years, as technology has advanced and science has advanced, and there are so many buildings, Prabhupada said, like the Empire State Building, 105 floors, and they built some other ones, 120 floors. And people who are in rural or in a country like in India, they thought, well, if we can have big buildings and automobiles and cell phones and modern technology, we'll be happy. But obviously, Prabhupada was expressing that most of my disciples come from wealthy backgrounds. They had that facility and opportunity. So what are people really looking for? So that was just one point that Prabhupada was expressing, that modern technology, I mean, how many years has it been? Just even 100, 200 years since the Industrial Revolution. But prior to that, everyone lived on the land. And Prabhupada said he had a toothache, went several times to the dentist. But through Ayurvedic medicine, there's a certain herb you put on the side of your mouth and all the germs get to go away. He said the dentist couldn't figure it out. So modern technology, they disregard nature, they disregard all the natural ingredients which God has given us, and we're fooled by modern science and thinking that modernization will make us happy. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So even when we... when we hear about that Pandita Samadarshina, it is difficult for us to comprehend this verse. How can we be seeing all species as same. We can't comprehend what it means even. But this we can understand once we knew. I just recently visited a project near Jaipur. I was there last week on a vacation. And there we saw that there were rabbits, there were panther, there were hyenas, there were different kind of trees, vegetables, fruit trees growing, and nobody was intervening in the system. Everybody has their own time to perform the function for the Lord. It comes at that time. We should know what is our function for the Lord. Our function for the Lord is to orchestrate other species to be performing their function for the Lord. That is what our function is. So, Jivira Swarupoha Nityera Krishna Das. So, Krishna Das is a one who helps the creation of the Lord to be moving the way the Krishna wants, not the way we want. So, as Prabhuji was mentioning, industrial civilization or revolution is just degrading our consciousness and has not made our life any better, because the disciples of Srila Prabhupada then, who joined initially, they were all quite affluent materially. But they gave it all up because it was not giving them any taste in the life. But they got attracted to the teachings given by Prabhupada. They got attracted to the holy name. So that is the main thing we have to be nurturing. Nurturing our consciousness. Yes, Prabhu, somebody raised hand. Yeah.
Prabhu, thank you for giving importance in living with the land in Krishna consciousness. The question is like, as you, if maybe I misunderstood, you can correct me, that until and unless we come to the land, we cannot have fully understand Krishna consciousness. Is it right? As
I mean, I agree to that because this is what Srila Prabhupada has written also, that land and cows can solve all economic problem. So Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam, first canto, 10th chapter, text number 4, he's writing, first sentence is this, that land and cows can also solve all economic problems. And also in 8th canto he writes that cow protection and farming are the only sinless occupation. Are the only sinless occupation. This is in 8.6.12. So these are the only sinless occupation, as written by Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavatam. And then he writes the next sentence that, and when we become sinless, it becomes easy to practice devotional services to the Lord.
That's an idea that it's easy. Krishna consciousness, is it meant that we are binding Krishna consciousness or bhakti? Bhakti can be performed in any circumstance.
Yes.
The best is, as you said, and the easiest way.
So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he was doing with Srivas Acharya in Srivas Angan. That was very intimate. They were showing ecstatic love of Lord there. But when it was in the public, they were doing like in normal way. So, if we can be absorbed in chanting the holy name, then it has nothing to do with any principle. That is the highest principle. But the question we should ask to ourselves is, am I doing that? We are thinking that I am practicing Krishna consciousness, I am chanting my rounds, so now I can do anything. We are not allowed to do that. This does not mean that chanting is depending on all these things. But actually our spiritual life certainly depends, because we are not practicing the way it is recommended by Lord Chaitanya even. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam, va jagadisha kam. Now we are after making followers on Facebook now. Everybody wants more followers. So this not is there. So we are not pushing a point that if you are chanting, you cannot achieve Krishna. Certainly you can achieve Krishna just by chanting. But the question is, are we chanting 24 hours a day? The answer is clear, no. Maybe for most of us, not all of us. So if you are relating it in that fashion, that if you are chanting, still you have to do this, that is not the argument. The argument is that we are not sincere in doing our prescribed duty. That is the argument we are discussing today.
So, Mrs. I just wanted to say that, yes, definitely we have to go in that direction, which you said, our society has to present the examples to the whole world. But my question is like we are demoralizing the person who is in that situation, let us say in Western world or wherever, or even India, then he will be like demoralized. If I will not go to land and this, then I will not be able to become fully Krishna conscious. That is my
Maharaj want to speak. So this is, I would say this is not demoralizing, this is inspiring him. He is already demoralized right now. He doesn't know what is he doing. Most of us are just struggling to make our two ends meet, maintain our families. We don't know what to do. So we are inspiring them, not demoralizing them. This is a way to inspire them to live a correct life, the way Krishna wants. Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. I would like to say that since not everyone can live in agrarian environment and like the monkeys. Yes, he cannot live in the agrarian environment. So most of our members in the Hare Krishna movement, they live in the city. And therefore, if they know also, they should be educated and they should know the importance of Prabhupada's mission, which again, as you are emphasizing, which is to more, because ultimately we will be depending on the land and the cows. Right now, they may not see it in that way, so they should support. So if they work, they chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they offer their food to Krishna, they read Srila Prabhupada's books, and they give the fruits of their work to propagate the Varnashram program, then that is Karma Yoga, action in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, one will be just be entangled in the so-called modern civilization.
Yeah. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. We cannot force everyone to live in the land.
Yes.
No. But they should know that they should support. They should support cow protection. They should support building up a Varnashram program. And in this way, they'll go back to God, and in this way also.
Hey, Maharaj.
Right?
Can I say one more thing? I was hearing the example that, you know, out of many, many millions and billions of living entities, there's a small number of human beings. And of human beings, 50, many of them are not following the Vedic principles or religious principles. And just a few of the people, of the civilized human beings who are following principles, only one among them who may be inquisitive, a jnani, will make further progress. And of millions of jnanis, hardly one becomes a bhakta or a devotee. So we should feel extremely fortunate, because normally we're taking for granted Bhagavad Gita is available, Srimad Bhagavatam is available. But actually the Vedas are eternal, and the great sadhus, Narada Muni, and all the rest. But if you think of time to be present just when Srila Prabhupada made them available to the whole world, is extremely fortunate. So you're mentioning the rarity of devotional service, how fortunate we are to be. Even a little bit inquisitive to sit in class and listen to the absolute truth, because most people are lost.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.